Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger.
How was your weekend?
Oh, yes.
Well, let's get through this week so we can have another one, shall we?
All right.
It's the 14th of August, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. All right, we're going to start off Monday with a little hacker news, yeah, and privacy stuff and all that. Now, this one's going to go out to all of our Android people. I know, kind of imagine that. Looks like we've got some Android apps that are infected with Sonic Spy spyware. At least according to the security researchers over there at Lookout. Apparently, the spyware is embedded in a variety of legitimate-looking apps on the Play Store, ranging anywhere from messaging tools to games. In fact, there was one app over there called Sonic, and it seems that Sonic, it's spyware pretty much meant it was recording you. Not only on top of that, it was also retrieving all of your contacts. Plus, taking photos and gathering phone logs. You know, all that stuff that you don't really want anybody to know about. As right now, Lookout reported its findings to Google, and the Sonic and a few other apps, including the Hulk Messenger and Troy Chat, they were all removed from the Play Store. Problem is, though, we're not really sure how many apps are still out there with this malicious crap on it. With Android news, Android wearers out there. Not a good Monday for you, is it? Yes, if you're wearing an Android Wear 2.0 smartwatch, yeah, it's not working right, is it? In fact, a lot of owners are actually reporting bugs with the wearable, including a lot of glitches with assistant and reminders. Yeah, it's not really reminding you. Of course, it could be worse. We're also hearing other reports that Android Wear 2.0 isn't even working at all for other people. Plus, we're also hearing that if you want to control your smart lights or timers or this kind of stuff, yeah, that ain't happening. However, though, have no fear. Google says, yeah, they're aware of all these issues and is working on fixes as we speak. Unfortunately, Google didn't give us a timetable on when they're going to have those things out. Well, the drama and saga of HBO versus the hackers continues. Pretty much because HBO's saying to the hackers, we're not going to deal with you. Now, to get you caught up, in case you didn't know what was going on, hackers got about 1.5 terabytes of data from HBO. And they're demanding about $250,000 if they want them to stop releasing all this stuff. But HBO ain't biting. Which is kind of surprising the hackers out there, more or less, since they've already given us unaired episodes of Game of Thrones, Ballers, and apparently a new unreleased comedy series. But HBO's saying, we are not in communication with the hackers and we're not going to comment every time a new piece of information is released. In the meantime, HBO will just continue its forensic review with the aid of cybersecurity firms and law enforcement. Basically, it's HBO saying to hackers, your move. Finally. Well, for our U.S. listeners, y'all know you got that eclipse coming up on the 21st of August. A lot of people are excited about it. It's the first eclipse in nearly 40 years. Even the people out there making fake glasses are happy it's coming. What? Yep, that's right. Seems there's some fake eclipse glasses circling around on Amazon right now. And it seems that Amazon's got a whiff of it and said, hold on. Yes, according to The Verge, Amazon has detected vendors selling counterfeit or unsafe versions of these glasses. So it's cracking down on these vendors. Now, according to the American Astronomical Society, it has warned a deluge of fake products flooding the market because of this incoming eclipse. They've actually went on to say that some manufacturers are going as far to actually falsify sticker safety labels on the things just so they can get the product out in time for the 21st. In other words, they don't care if it's fake or not. They just want to put it on your face, and if you go blind, then oh well. They do say, though, as long as you can trace your filters to a reputable vendor, they should have logs and all this sort of paper trail that should say, yes, these glasses are 100% safe. Problem is, though, is how many people are going to go through that process? Yeah, I don't think too many. So in the meantime, if you're shopping on Amazon and the price seems too good to be true, it might just be. Better be safe than sorry. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website, of course. Podcasts are there. Our review section's there. The blog is over there. And our donation tab is over there, too. If you feel like donating to us and you love what we're doing here at BTN, would be much appreciated. Your support is always needed to keep BTN up and running for you. Also, our Facebook page, go and check it out. Give us a like if you like us, British Tech Network. We're also on Twitter as well, at British Tech. I'm also on Twitter, too, at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN Slack room. That's where our BTN community is. We'd love for you to be a part of it. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your Tuesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a glorious Monday. Ah, smile. And thank you, as always, for listening.